Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the Heat go to Philly and win tomorrow? Can they do what many people don't think they can?
I just left Heat practice, and it's funny to be there because most people, most teams, most players in a situation like this are going to look tense. They're going to look like, you know, it backs up against the wall. It's going to be tough. This is a confident group, and call them crazy. You know, Spo said all along, they like the hard way. This, you know, they enjoy these paths of having the ups and downs and making it tough on themselves. But I do think they can go in there and win tomorrow. You know, they play Philly tough. They split this year. They played at Philly tough. We've seen them in the postseason have success. I think they feel pretty loose and comfortable that they can. I'm not saying that they're going there with a cocky attitude, like, hey, there's no doubt. But this is a group that has done so much as the core of the last few years. They feel they could go in there and win.
And with Joel and with Maxi, like, what's the keys? Offensively, the Heat are up and down, but the defense is what they have to do. What do they have to do defensively to beat this team?
I think stop one of them, right? Like, or I should say contain one of them. And you go back to December, they, you know, Maxi had a horrendous game against the Heat. And then last game, he got off to a quick start, you know, almost single-handedly beat them early before Miami took the lead late and then ended up blowing it. But, I mean, I think with them, you kind of have to pick your poison and see who gets hot, see how you defend. You're obviously, Embiid is tough because he can score inside. But one thing he's done a lot since he's come back is he hasn't really been posting up as much. It's been more of that jumper outside mid-range. We saw him against the Heat, knocked down threes as well a couple weeks ago. I think you kind of give in that one of those guys will probably play really well and maybe score 25, 30, 35. But if you can contain the other guy, I think you feel confident that you can be in the game in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win.
What would you give the Heat for a letter grade for the season? The regular season is over, and we can debate whether it means anything, and obviously we'll have a definitive answer on that at some point this week or next week or beyond, hopefully. But what would you give the Heat as a letter grade for the season?
You know, Hawk, it's a good question because the last few days I've been looking at the stats of the Jimmy Butler era, the last 5 years. And, I mean, honestly, this is an average Heat team in the last 5 years, so you're probably thinking a C+. Because outside of the 53-win season a couple of years ago, they were a top seed and they really seemed to make a push in the regular season, this has been a 40-something win team. And if you look at the whole body of work, five seasons as Jimmy Butler. Now, you've got 19 games that were lost because of the pandemic in the regular season, but their average record is 45 and like 35, you know, 46 and 36. This year they ended up, you know, 46 and 36. I mean, they're literally right at their average. And as crazy as and as bad as this season may have seemed, it was the third best season they've had winning percentage-wise in the 5 years of Jimmy. So it was literally right in the middle of the pack of the Jimmy Butler era. So I think we're just so accustomed to seeing them turn it on in the playoffs that when you look back at regular seasons, you forget that the regular seasons outside of that one have never really been that good during this five-year stretch.
And, Will, like evaluating Spo, can you really evaluate his coaching this season with all the injuries? Tyler was out for a while. Jimmy was out for a while. Like, there were so many injuries. Can you evaluate Spo on that same grading scale of his coaching, his adjustments this season?
I think you can. I think you can because I think that's when you really find out about a coach, right? I think at full health, any coach with his team at its best is going to be at his best normally. You know, you're going to know exactly the lineup pencil in every night. You're going to know the backups and rotation. Spo hasn't known anything. I mean, they had the most starting lineups in team history, fourth most in the NBA. It was insane night in and night out. You know, Spo will give you our rotation is, we have enough, or our rotation is whatever it takes, or all these things he's been saying the last 2 weeks. But, I mean, internally, it's tough to have to mix and match. Even today, I asked him about Kevin Love and Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson, and he said, we'll see on Terry and Duncan tomorrow. Caleb looks like he's ready to go. So even then, you're entering a day, a game, a big game like down the road, not knowing if you'll have your parts and where you'll have them. So I think you can. I think Spo's done proving why he's one of the best and mixing and matching as well as he can.
And, Will, speaking of the rotation, we've talked all season long. I know Duncan and Terry, as you mentioned, we'll see, right? But we've talked about Nikola Jovic. We've talked about guys off the bench, even DeLon Wright, Patty Mills, two late-season acquisitions Do you have any, I guess, idea of what the Heat are going to do? Like, do you anticipate any changes with Nikola Jovic in the starting five? It seems like he cemented himself there. Do you expect any real changes tomorrow to this Heat rotation?
I don't. I'd be shocked if Nico doesn't start tomorrow, and that's the complete opposite of what I would have said a month and a half ago. I think when they put in Nico to start, they said, okay, kid, you know, trial by error, you've worked behind the scenes hard, you've done what you had to do, can you do it? And Nico, to his credit, even when he wasn't playing offense well at times in games the shot wasn't there, he was hustling on defense, and he was rebounding. There were games where he'd, you know, be 2 of 5 from the field, but he'd get you 8 rebounds. And then suddenly, in the last 2 weeks, he's come on to where 2-3 weeks where he's a consistent guy in the lineup. I think at this point, you just say, man, you earned it. You're in the starting lineup. And that's not to say, depending on matchups, as hopefully the playoffs go on, there may be a moment where he goes to a Kevin Love instead or a Caleb combo if Terry's healthy with Hero. You know, who knows what he's going to do there when Duncan's back, all that stuff. But as it stands now, guys, I don't see any way where he doesn't start Nico tomorrow. Quite frankly, Nico's earned it. He's earned this opportunity to show what he can do in a big game like this.